Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlotto. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
We got a great episode today.
We have a great episode coming up. I'm so excited for our guests. I have known this guy for 11 fucking years.
Tiny baby
since
person.
I was a tiny baby pussy. That's what he used to call, that's what he used to call
just
me, actually.
Hanging out with predators.
Yep, that's you hear his voice. It's motherfucking Sam Tripoli.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Good to be here on your podcast. You've grown up so much and it's always fun to watch. So
Thank you. I'm surprised by how few podcasts we've done together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you moved when podcasts really popped, you'd moved to New York, which was probably a great move to get a lot of stage time. And it's kind of crazy. I was just talking to somebody the other day. It's like what Death Squad represented. And like where comedy is right now, it was like such a giant part of that. Because if you kind of look at what Death Squad was when it started, it was like dudes who couldn't get anything going on television. I mean, Rogan did, but everybody else is like, I can't get anything going.
Totally.
So it was Diaz, Ari Shaffir, all these guys that started this podcast.
Yep.
And now you look at them, they're like the biggest of everything. And now like Legion of Skanks and all those guys are like really building an ecosystem which people can talk mad shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex,
if you don't know Death Squad, Brian Redman started like his own, the first comedy, it seemed like the first comedy network kind of.
Well, it was like, there was like all
podcast
the nerd
networks.
Ones, but like it was the first time like you could almost go like blue collar people started doing podcasting and then dirty comedy kind of had a place. And it's so interesting.
It was
because
so fun.
Yeah, I started the Naughty Show because I just wanted a place to like do dirty comedy. Like there was
love
a time
that.
When you could not do that, or you would like crowds go, and then so I took this thing where I put like these porn stars on a show, which seems normal now, but wasn't back then. And
right.
I had like all these like insane.
Now you starting that?
Yeah, no, I mean that's been a huge wave at this point. But
well, it is weird. Yeah, how, like yeah. Adam 22. Like I can't. I'm like consumed with this guy because he somehow found a way to make porn stars human beings and like people tune into that, they hear about their lives and all that stuff. And back when I started, like I had a channel called The Naughty Show, 100,000 subscribers just wiped away one day. So it's like it's kind of cool to see, man, what's going on.
It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. We used to do the dysentery shows. Do you remember those?
Yes. Those all that stuff.
Late night, like doing the Ice House. We would do the Ice House
Chronicles.
You do Ice House Chronicles, and then afterwards you do the Dysentery Podcast till 3 or 4 a.m. Redman is pulling up
Red
the
Band
crazy...
was dating at the time.
Redman, one of his girlfriends, a couple fucking crazy comics. Brody was always there.
Yes.
It was like,
it was great.
It was great.
It was Wild West.
It was Wild West.
Now it's like, it's a business.
When I first met you, the Comedy Store was different.
Yeah, well, what year did you get there?
2012.
So it was still in the dark period, right?
Yeah, there's no cameras. People were still taking women on tours.
Blow, bad decisions. Stand-up was kind of secondary to the party.
I didn't even know they did stand-up there.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought we just came to fucking party here.
Yeah, it was great. So
it was different.
It was, and I miss it. And that's why I don't mind going on last at the Comedy Store now, because it's the closest thing to that time where you could go up there and bomb with dignity. Like, I miss being able to work on shit. I don't know how to do it as much. Luckily, I have a following, so I can just go out and kind of work on it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started one of my 7 podcasts that I have. And so one of them is called Broken Simulation. I just work on material on that, but because I didn't have anywhere to go. And
it's a great name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's where I literally walk around LA looking for danger.
What?
Like, I try to find crimes being committed, weird shit going down just so I could talk about it on the podcast. No. It's like Grand Theft Auto. It's like I've seen weird shit, like a guy just chopping up crystal meth, like an iceberg of crystal meth on the side of the street. Cops don't care. Trans walking naked down the street with tiny peepees, and it was just like
it's a good detail.
Tiny, tiny. I'm like, okay, I could work with that if I had to, right? I can't bang a chick with a bigger dick than me, right?
And did you interview them?
I could show you the naked tranny chick walking down the street. Every guy I showed to is like, whoa. Like, there's no, like, gross, like, oh.
The transition makes more sense when they have a small dick for some reason.
It's just easier to work with.
It makes perfect sense to me.
I couldn't beg a chick with a bigger dick.
It's probably harder to transition with a fucking hog.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for, like, the ones who look like professional football linebackers in wigs. Like, I want to start a charity event to buy trans better wigs. I think that's a big...
Is that a website?
There should be a website where we just get...
Transbetterwigs.com.
They all look like haunted beehives on their head, and it's just... not working.
You know, the problem, I don't think it's a problem with trans people in wigs. I think it's a problem with wigs in general, because I see these bitches trying to experiment with wigs out here, and wigs just don't look real. The people that have perfected the wigs, the Hasidic Jews.
You have to buy wigs that are made of human hair, and I feel like they charge like hundreds of dollars for those wigs. It's not a matter of the wigs not being good enough. It's a matter of people being cheap.
Yeah,
too cheap for the good wigs.
You're going to look cheap.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Jewish women were bald.
Really?
Until like a year ago.
They shave their heads?
They're all bald.
Wait, they're bald? I didn't realize bald.
They're bald, right?
Why are you asking? Are you Jewish?
Our Hasidic women.
He has a computer.
He's the producer.
He's the producer. Yeah, he's got the answers.
They even run the podcast industry now, too.
They actually own our podcast, so it's my landlord. They shave their heads.
Jewish women shave their heads?
Hasidic Jewish women.
Like
the wives of the men who ironically grow the curls.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that weird? And they walk around with hockey pucks on their head.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And they wear those winter hats even in summertime. Those big, heavy hats. God don't care.
I heard in New York you can fuck them for free rent.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a thing.
I've heard that they are like the biggest patrons of like prostitutes in the whole city. Like they're the ones.
Hasidic Jews?
They hold up OnlyFans.
That's like Armenians, man. Like when I first moved to LA, like I'm half Armenian and
get out.
Yeah. Leave you fucking 99-cent Jew. We're like fake Jews. And I would meet them and I was like, I grew up thinking I was white. Paul Mooney told me I wasn't. So I realized there was something different, but I would meet these Armenians and they're very conservative, but behind closed doors, shady as fuck.
That's everyone.
Yeah.
That's welcome to human.
Oh yeah. That's everyone for sure. That applies to Italians.
What
I feel.
What just happened? That applies.
It definitely
applies to Puerto Ricans, Italians. You could just 100. Do that. Yeah.
Which is kind of like my whole theory. Like there's no outlaws anymore. You remember when there were outlaws? There were like things that you would do behind closed doors that you hope people didn't find out about.
Yeah, but there was Instagram.
You don't think people are doing that and not talking about it at all?
Yeah, when it was like Hunter Biden filming himself smoking crack. Like, where I'm from, you don't do that shit. You bring out a camera when you smoke crack, you beat the fuck out of that dude.
Right.
Right.
It's like, we're going to do this in the shadows. Now it's everywhere. Even like...
Tripoli has crack rules like Fight Club.
Yeah. I smoked crack once. Bought a dude, tried to suck my dick and ran.
No.
Yeah. It was my first day.
That's, hold on.
We can't even fucking make a sound because we will miss an entire story. You just threw that in casually.
Yeah, dude.
Smoke crack once. Fought a dude. He tried to suck my dick. What?
Smoke crack one time in my life. And the whole time I was just like...
Protecting your dick from getting sucked.
The whole time I'm like, oh my God, I'm smoking crack. I'm smoking crack. I can't believe I'm smoking crack.
How did it feel?
It numbs you out like that. That's it.
Instantly.
Speed is way better.
Is it?
Speed is like, that's why people ruin their lives.
What's the difference?
Speed is like, you remember the best time you ever did coke?
Yeah.
Now just imagine that for 12 hours. Instead of it going back down, you got to do it again.
I hate coke.
I know.
I feel like I never have had a best time.
I've had good times with coke. I'm not going to lie.
I just feel bad for you young people where it's like, I hope this isn't fentanyl.
Oh, yeah. I've stopped doing it completely because the fentanyl scare is like horrifying. It's not worth it.
It's so scary.
It's not worth it at all.
It's so scary. Now there's fentanyl. Someone found fentanyl in mushrooms recently.
How?
There was fentanyl injected into a mushroom?
I think that's all like just to get us not to do mushrooms. yeah. and get us all on prescription medication.
Can't get me off the mushrooms, yeah. I'll tell you that.
It's hard to get me off the mushrooms, personally.
I'm sober, but mushrooms are definitely possibly on the table.
Mushrooms are the best.
They mm-hmm. are the best.
I don't even think they should even count. You know, there are times when, because I microdose a lot now, I take a lot of mushrooms. If you see me, I'm probably on mushrooms more than not. And like, one of my favorite things to do used to be to talk shit. Like, just be on the phone with a friend talking shit about, be like, did you see this? You know, it's kind of fun to gossip and like, and comedians do it. That's all we do is mm-hmm. fucking.
That's something that I've been talking about a lot. This like leeway you have to give comedians to talk some shit.
The comedians
even if it's about you.
Because we'll die if we can't talk shit about each other. Yeah. We will implode.
You can't take it. Like the whole thing with like Joe Rogan making a joke about Schaub. Mm-hmm. And the most hated man on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, if I'm Schaub, I can be, have my feelings a little hurt, but I can't get mad at that because mm-hmm. it's a right. funny joke. Mm-hmm. And you have to, I like, dude, if I got mad at everybody who talked a little shit about me on the internet, I'd have no friends left. Okay.
You I just think I've talked shit about you.
Yeah. Everybody.
Your fans will come after me. They're like, we're telling Tripoli. I'm like, tell Tripoli.
Yeah. Everybody talk shit about every, and you have to give them a little leeway.
But when I'm on mushrooms, my friends will call me and they'll be like, did you hear this? And I'll go, I just can't. They're just human. You just start
I'm into that right
you
now.
You just start being so
sorcery.
Good.
Well, it's not sorcery. It's
teach us.
It's
we
want to
know all about wizardry,
I'm
sorcery.
I'm trying to be a wizard, manifesting. I'm reading all about like laws of attraction and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And words are magic. And the more you say shit, the more likely it will come true. And the negativity you put on someone else will come back to you.
It's like what you were saying literally yesterday. Like Kim cut out the negative words when she's singing along with music.
If I'm singing a song and a girl's sad
and she says like, he'll never love me. She cuts out the word never. She won't say it out loud.
I'll just sing out loud. He'll love me.
100%.
Because I'm not saying it out loud. Yeah. I'm not chanting over and over again to a frequencies that no one's ever going to love me.
So John Lennon, Tupac and Biggie all sang about getting shot. And guess what happened to them? They got shot. True. You put that out enough.
I come every day. I come all the time. My husband has a huge heart. My husband
there.
Has money and his dick is so good and it's
just
only mine.
Write it again. Big dick superstar.
I do.
Big
you know how embarrassed I am to write big dick in a journal over and over again? Like a fucking horny Anne Frank. It's like, it's crazy. I'm quietly in my closet.
You talking
like,
about that
big
on
dick?
Stage? That
no,
is hilarious.
I should maybe.
Journaling your desires.
Yeah. A horny Anne Frank. Big dick, good credit. I want to find a big dick with good credit.
I'm like, shh, I thought my neighbors heard. yeah, no, the manifestation thing is, I don't sing in songs. I also,
wizards.
You know
not
what?
Not sorcerers, but wizards.
You know what is a big thing that I read that's interesting is that like they've also realized that like the government has, okay, this is like a conspiracy, but this is one of the truer ones, I think, because I do believe that words have power and they're very powerful. They say that they started putting language in like black communities mm-hmm. that manifest sickness and death. So when black people are laughing, they say, I'm weak, I'm dead. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's like in the lingo, it's all
you
negative.
Stupid.
Yeah, damn, you
I'm
stupid.
Dying. Yeah.
White people. Awesome. That I'm ecstatic. Cool. It's all mm-hmm. like, it's
cool
like
beans.
Even language has become like almost a racist thing where it's trying to change
100%. The mm-hmm. N-word is a giant psyop. The fact that it's like argued about.
It's a distraction.
It is 100% a psyop mm-hmm. to cause division.
Does that mean distraction?
Psyop means psychological operation, which basically means culture is not your friend. Anything in culture, just think about what's being pushed in culture. Right? Is just like women don't need men. Men, you know, a man can be fucking women, blah, blah, blah. It's like all this shit that goes against anything that goes against nature, that gets you farther from nature, is not your friend.
That's actually, there is something too that I had to dump mm-hmm. a guy for asking for consent to eat my pussy after we were already having sex. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, but
we're dating.
But that's what's just happening. We're dating.
There's something gross about you to me now.
That is fucking disgusting.
Why would I rather
you raped me?
Yeah, but you can't do that anymore. You just can't. This Me Too is done. No, you can't. To get guys from hitting on you.
He's already having sex with a guy. And then he pulls out and says, "Can I eat you out?" Dude,
have you seen how stupid some of these like accusations are?
Yeah, but nobody's taking those seriously.
Like, but, yeah, no, if nobody's taking stupid accusations, I didn't give him permission to eat my pussy, but I only gave him permission to fuck me, I'd be like, why don't you go sit in a room and think about that for a little bit?
Well, women have to push back against this, like, chaotic feminist stupidity out there. I have a joke, right? It's about how I stopped a rape from happening one time. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to rape this chick, right? And it's this whole thing about role playing and stuff like that, right? Okay. And it's based on these stories I've seen in the news where like chicks are like, hey, smack me, hit me. And then afterwards they're like, no, I didn't want you to do that. You're like, what are we doing here?
That's crazy.
What are we doing? And it's just to get us to fight with each other. Everything is energy. The world's ran by sorcerers. We live in a haunted house. Some places are more haunted than others.
You know what I notice?
What?
Being a comedian, you're in hotels a lot. When I flip through the channels and you don't know the channel, so you're not going to your favorite channel, I'm clicking and it's like 32 dead, explosion, riots, and it's every fucking channel. And then you get to Disney Channel and there's still some weirdness, like some weirdness. It's like everything they're feeding you.
Man.
And I'm like, and I hear a lot of my friends, like I have a lot of friends who are women and they're like doing like the very like, I call it modern day feminist because I do believe that I'm a feminist, but I believe I'm a feminist where I'm like, I believe I'm equal, but I do believe that there are biological roles that just feel natural for women and men. And like, we should not fight against that. Like you said,
I
like
also
fight
feel
against
like the word feminist has been taken to such an extreme.
That's
that
why
like,
I say
when
modern
you're like
day.
A regular, like moderate, like real,
I'm an actual feminist.
Exactly. There's real feminists
like
me.
What
and
is feminine? What is like, there's the divine feminine, which is of the yin and the yang,
I think,
right?
That women, I'm a feminist and we're like, I don't even know if I'm a feminist. I think women are better than men. I think we should be.
But it's not better because everybody has a role.
Everybody has a role and we wouldn't be anywhere without men. It's all.
What women have been taught is like they should try to do what men do. And women have the right to work. I know it sounds like, oh, duh, but women have the right to work. Women have the right to make money and take care of their families and all that stuff. I don't think anyone's saying that's not right. But I'm going to tell you guys something, man. If you study history, you really want to study history, you could see all the game plans they do. What they did to the indigenous, I know this is a comedy podcast, but stick with me here. But it's like what they did to the indigenous.
Indigenous? Gay! Okay, keep going.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking here to auto mechanics, as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm here to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or a girl, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One last time, rockauto.com. And what's cool is that their prices are already so low that you do not need a promo code from us. But when you go there, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
What they did to the indigenous and what they did to the black community, which was like just completely take away jobs from men, saturate them with drugs and alcohol, and then destroy the family unit. They're starting to do that now with middle and lower class white people with Oxycontin, heroin, all that stuff, taking away all the jobs. All that is done purposefully. It's called cultural Marxism, and they're trying to get us all to fight with each other. There is, dude, you know, the notion that there's this belief that if you're like a mother, there's somehow you're not living to your potential. There's nobody most people love more than their mother. Mm-hmm. They would go to war for their mother. And the notion that if you have kids and you and you're a stay-home mom, somehow you're not living to your potential. It's the most crazy shit in the world. At the end of the day, your job, your specials, your everything, all that fades away. And the question is, did you connect with anybody? And there's no bigger connection between a mother and a child, man. And I have kids right now, and I got to, again, but having kids is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It's not for anybody. For everybody, and I totally
it's
get
not for
that.
Anybody.
But it is amazing.
He starts crying.
So you get pushed into things. There is a divine feminine out there, and people mistake modern day feminism, fourth wave feminism, for divine
That's exactly where I was headed. That's exactly where I was heading with my point, is the difference between divine feminine and feminism.
I mean, the modern day feminism is a lot of virtue signaling and people kind of just trying to be on their high horse in a lot of ways. It's like,
and also like, men should be taking out the trash. I don't know what to say. They're stronger.
Things.
They lift things better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take out the trash. Hang up my shelf. I'll make dinner. I don't see the issue.
Why is
I'm
that
better
an
at
issue?
That. I'm better at it.
Like
have you ever seen a man clean a dish? It's a fucking nightmare. I'm not eating a dish a man clean.
No, I'm
it's
totally
disgusting.
Down with that. But the visceral reaction some people have to that. Very simple thing. And if you don't want to do that, you got to find a guy that wants to do that. Because, you know, you can have two alphas if you want to, but it's good to have a yin and a yang. That's my opinion. Behind every successful man is a great woman, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. If you look at like any relationship, the guy who succeeds, he always has somebody, a woman behind him that helps keep the castle in order. It's just the way it is. But they've gotten us fighting with each other, and it's just like stupid.
I think that's one of the biggest issues I have with dating. I think when men see me from like an outside point of view, they think that I'm like an alpha.
Yeah,
just in general, because
so
I do
super alpha. Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I need a super alpha, because when I'm in a relationship with a man that acts like a man, I don't act like I act on stage or at jujitsu. It's like Alex has seen me when I like a guy. I am.
You
like,
got very submissive, honestly.
I will fall to my knees for a guy I'm into.
I love
and
that.
I will do yeah. anything. I'll fold your laundry. I like it. I find joy in it. I want to like, you know, bring you things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people see me like on social media and stuff, they don't think that that's what it's going to, I'm on social media being like, I'm going to roast your dick off, you yeah. know? And I'm like, that's not me at
no,
all.
No, you're dying
in a
to
relationship.
Take care of somebody.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please stop ruining that for me.
Yeah, I'm with
and
you.
And also I can be a funny comedian at the same time.
There's
like you can do both. It's nothing. Yeah. It's people that think that it has to be separate, or there has to be, I don't know. I don't get it. Everyone's weird.
I think there's a cycle to life, and a lot of pop culture right now doesn't really talk to you about that. It's like, I'm much older than you guys. Eventually the phone stops ringing. It doesn't mean nobody likes you. It just means the people you came up with are all focusing on other things in their life, and nobody's going to the clubs all the time. And when that phone stops ringing, do you have anybody in your life to connect with, or are you just like bitching and moaning on the internet about the system and all that shit? It's like, my big thing right now is like, so I had this woman on my podcast named Jessa Reed, and she was a really bad tweaker, right? She had tweaked really, she got tweaking so bad, she figured out if you drink your own pee after you tweak harder, right? So she drank her own pee and she went even deeper. So she's on my show and she's talking about how she talked to these entities. And as a guy who did speed, I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen. But she's like, I talked to these entities and they told me this, it's all about the game, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And now I've been reading all these books like the Kabbalion and all this shit. And they mentioned like, it's the game. What is the game? Everything is the game. You never, ever change the game. You are born into the game. The game is the game. Your job is how do you beat the game and ascend to the next level? These people are marching everywhere and yelling about this and angry about that. You're not playing the game. The game is look inside, make yourself better, elevate on a higher level. That's everything. Everything else is a waste of fucking time.
They said the best place to hide the secret to life is within, because it's the last place everybody's going to look.
Or you do this. You take that secret and you tell everybody about it. And guess what? Now it's got no power over you. Zero power. You know, in recovery, you're only as sick as your secret. So you always have this moment where you tell people your darkest thing. And then it's got no power over you. So
Jesus, recovery is like the fucking Christian church.
It's the best.
They used to bring us in and be like, I was like in eighth grade or in third grade, and they'd be like, tell us the worst thing you did. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say recovery sounds like this podcast.
So the universe warns you and then it shows you, right? So you like you keep doing all this stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, fuck, I hope that doesn't happen again. You keep doing it, And then eventually the universe shows you. But if you own it and you're just like, I'm into this, I'm a weirdo that, I do this, I did these drugs, I'm a drug addict, blah, blah, blah.
I was just talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put it out there. Like, you've seen, like, the internet's full of these people that make content, try to break you down, and then mm-hmm. they send it to you and they want you to react off it.
Yeah.
But if you own it, mm-hmm. there's no power to it.
You can't possibly feel embarrassed or any of those negative emotions anymore. I was talking about this last night. It's one of my favorite things about having this podcast is that I have really put out there all of my embarrassing moments, yes. all of the things that I hate about myself or that I used to hate about myself that right. now I could
own it.
You don't care just after you say it. You go, this is it. And this is what I do. And I'm dumb and I'm an idiot sometimes. And then the world can be like, and I think then people go like, oh yeah, I'm an idiot sometimes too.
Yes.
And it becomes this like oneness.
Vibration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
We can all connect with being idiots.
We're all just idiots.
I mean, I flunked first grade. So I came out of I was like right out the gate.
Mm-hmm. I took college algebra 3 times.
Dude, I was in like an English class in college where they put you because they didn't think you knew English.
You were an ESL. Right.
English is a second
chicks,
language
bro.
Class.
It was the best.
Hot chicks.
Just me and a room full of smoke shows. And I was like,
hell yeah.
I love being dumb.
That's funny. You should talk about that.
A room full
I am so
hot
stupid.
Chicks who
I
don't speak English is the best.
The best.
The
Eva Longoria's
best.
Everywhere.
Bring a translator in the bedroom. Tell her all the nasty shit you're saying to her.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so when you're manifesting, is there like a specific thing you're doing?
Is this the weirdest show? Am I like being weird?
No, this is exactly how our shows go.
Okay. We're very.
I always come on shows. I'm like, is this weird?
No, we don't. There's nothing. It's broad topics. We'd say whatever.
Broad topics.
No rules. Just talking. When you are manifesting, are you like doing something specific? Do you have a pattern that you do every day?
Do you follow rules to it? Like some people insist like the right night to do it is this full moon night and you have to burn a piece of paper and whatever.
What I do every morning is I wake up, I do a prayer, and then I write down my 9 things I'm thankful for, you know, because I have wiring that is like, can go to the negative very easy. And you know, my belief is that there's no reality. There's only perception, mm-hmm. right? So you could be like, oh, this is a weird podcast. I haven't made them laugh one time. Or I could be like, oh, man, we're having a deep conversation. It's real fun.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I perceive the energy that's around me? There's nothing. Nothing's real.
I'm
there's
working
only
on that in therapy right now.
What's that?
I'm working on that in therapy right now.
Yeah, it's like, and I just learned this new thing called retrocausality.
Okay.
And this is something I really got to work on because I sometimes have really weird sets because I psych myself out into that this crowd isn't going to like me. And mm-hmm. I walk up and I'm just like, oh man, what am I going to open with? And I just start freaking out. And I just realized, like, I watched Tony Rock the other night. And like, if you ever want to watch How to Write a Joke, watch Tony Rock. He's like, he's my favorite rock. Okay. And he's a great, but even when he walked out.
Besides crack.
Crack. Yeah, that's true. Well played. But he starts out slow, man. And then by the end, he's fucking slaughtering them. And that's so in retrocausality, what it tells you is you know, you're not ever invested in the outcome because the outcome has already happened. Meaning that you don't say, oh, I'm going to, I hope I do well
mm-hmm.
because that's worshiping two masters. It's like, I killed. It already happened.
Mm-hmm. You already killed. Now you're choosing the path of killing.
Yeah, yeah. It's already been done.
Ooh,
I love that.
Right? I'm all about that, dude.
That's great.
It's all wizardry, man. Everything. So I just did Rogan, love him to pieces, manifested that shit. Gonna do it every day. So I wake up every morning. I write down the 9 things I'm thankful for because I could really focus on the negative. So
when you're writing the things you're thankful for, are they things that haven't happened yet that you're doing, like what you said?
Okay,
like,
so
I'm thankful
write down, like,
before you got on Rogan, I'm thankful for being on Rogan.
I love my connection to God. These are like something. I love my connection to God, love my children, love my sobriety. Dodgers are killing. It's summer. Like all my dogs are great. My parents are healthy. Okay. These are things that are going well in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I do, and I work in these numbers called 369. They're like the numbers
I've
of the universe,
of this, yeah.
which mm-hmm. is Tesla's secret numbers.
Yeah.
And I can't, I've
or the yin yang twins.
or the yin yang. It could go either way. All great scientific philosophers. Okay. By the way, I saw the yin yang twins do the halftime show at a basketball game, and it was so crazy because they didn't even sing their own song. They sang like a Lil Jon song.
No, they covered.
I like that.
Like, which something about like when like, sweat goes down your, and it's like the dirtiest song.
That's their song.
Oh, is it?
That's their song.
But it's the dirtiest
to
song.
To the window, to the wall, to the sweat draws down your balls.
Yes. Yeah,
to all
like
these
that.
Bitches crawls, all these skeet, 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 motherfucker, all skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Right. But it's a halftime at a family show. And they're like, they're that. Black people. The they can say whatever they want. And it's like, literally, I'm like, I can't believe this is happening, right?
That is so funny. And that's I also great. Like the thought of the Yin Yang twins being master manifestors because they do that. They say 369 damn good time. That's what they mean. That's, they mean the universe.
How about the 36 Mafia?
36 Mafia.
Think about those numbers. What,
there we
three,
go.
36, what is that?
There we go.
666.
There we go. Oh. Oh.
Hmm. Right? You never thought about that shit. And
the
then these
36
guys-
Mafia.
Hmm.
Right?
Whoa.
Right? Weird, dude. So then I write down, I go a little hard, but I go daily goals, intermediate goals, life goals, and they're done in 3, 6, or 9.
I love it.
Or some kind of thing like that. And I say them, I do it every day as much as I can. And then I say them out loud, and that's how you manifest. And you'd be amazed at how much shit I'm crossing off the list. It's like, I'm like, whoa, 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 bam.
Love that.
I do this psycho thing where when I'm driving long distances, I put on a song that I like because a lot of music, like they'll sing like kind of like the lifestyle I want, I'll notice. I'll put that song on and then I'll just imagine things. Like I'll literally like get in my own head and I'll like imagine like, you know, a huge network calling me and the way that I'm going to call my mom and what I'm going to say to her and how we're going to celebrate first. And
you should speak it.
I should speak it. Thinking doesn't help.
I think it's speaking it into the universe.
Okay. Just
now, don't get me wrong. I was like, dude, I have 7 podcasts because I talk to myself all day. I cannot turn it off. So I'm either like, I could just talk to myself or I could throw a camera 7 in front of me and record it as fucking content.
Too much.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our very favorite sponsors. I'm talking to responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's Yo Delta from the makers of Yo Kratom, another one of our very favorite sponsors here on the network. We have Yo Delta. It's going to allow you to get super duper high legally, which is pretty cool. They've got vapes. They've got gummies. They work. They should be taken responsibly. If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in one of the majority of states where this is legal, you have to head to yodelta.com to stock up on some Delta 8. And you might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped across various states and it gets you high. It's kind of like CBD, but if it got you high. It's like they found a loophole. They're like, oh, you guys don't like weed? Well, do you like this little thing that's in weed that also gets you high? Cool. Anyways, at yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you personally that Delta 8 works, and these products are super awesome, guys. I like to hit my vape before bed, personally. Shit fucks you up. You go to dreamland in an instant. It's fantastic. So one last time, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yodelta.com. All right, let's get back to the show.
I
podcast for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sometimes
dude.
I do like 3, but I just can't stop talking. My daughter has caught me talking to myself, and I just watch her stare at me. And I'm like, yeah, you're starting to learn your dad's a crazy person.
Your daughters are so cute.
They're so cute, dude.
I love them.
They're the cutest.
They're the cutest.
So great. One looks just like
we
the mother,
them.
And the other one looks just like my mother. I love them. But you know, everything's manifest. You got to speak it into the universe. And then your words are magic. You got to put it out there. That's my big thing.
Wow.
That's what I'm working on now.
I love that everyone's getting into this now. Like 10 years ago, you and Bobby weren't talking about manifesting.
No, it's crazy now because all the information is out now. It was very hard to find all this shit. And then they put out The Secret to make it look stupid. So everybody ran from it. Like, oh, what are you doing, The Secret? You're like, and now it's like, oh, man. There was a time where
they did try to make it shitty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did.
Oh, the guy's like, I just thought about checks and checks showed up. And I'm like, okay, that's not how it works. Faith without works is dead, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that means you gotta, you can't just sit there.
Yeah. I remember when The Secret came out, I was really into that. And then people started making fun of me and I kind of did steer away from it. It kind of did get me.
Everything is inverted in our pop culture. They invert it so we don't realize. And history is a lie. Everything in history is a lie. Do you know that there were black tribes in America?
Oh, this is what my mom is on about. Okay?
Black tribes?
No, but everything in history being a lie. Lie. Okay,
my mom's Tartaria timeline.
Oh, she thinks
giants. She thinks there were giants. Dinosaurs.
She thinks that people were on the earth with dinosaurs.
They were called the Anunnaki okay, and the Nephilim. The Nephilim giants are in the Bible.
Well, and then, yeah. And she believes that the world once lived basically in like peace and harmony, and the powers that be did not want that.
Yes.
And so history has been completely rewritten. I mean, yeah, I only know the vague sense of it, but like.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
My mom's.
No Kazarian talks in here.
No Kazarian talk?
No Kazarian. That's where we draw the line.
Okay, that's gone too far.
Far.
We're in the danger zone.
I think there's some truth to everything.
Giant trees, a shipping empire called Tartaria wiped out.
This is one thing I'll say. There are a lot of times when I am out or I am on the water, I'm in a boat or I'm looking at mountains, and I do sometimes see like they look like giant fossilized animals. So I'll see like a mountain. I'm like, is that not a big turtle? Is that not a huge turtle with rocks
over
it?
That's a big thing that they were giants.
And I'm like, were we under the ocean and this is the bottom of the ocean?
Maybe. I mean,
do you know that they think there's an ocean under the ocean?
How does that work?
Why?
There's a freshwater ocean under the seawater ocean.
Well, that would kind of make sense because wouldn't the sand filter out? Like the salt eventually, right. And then it would go through to almost like
to something else that's an ocean.
It has clear rivers.
Do you know that they think there's a whole ecosystem in our earth?
Do you think that?
I think, listen, you want to know what I think we live in? I think this is every movie ever made all going on at the same time. At one time.
They just let out that movie. That movie just came out.
You
almost
seen
got
that
the
movie?
Title of it.
Have you seen that movie? All the time, all at once. It's the great. It's my top four movie of all time.
Yeah. But it, no, I.
It's the best movie ever.
We should watch it. We should watch it tonight.
There is multiple universes of all of us, every single different variation of all of us.
I definitely believe that. Yeah, that there's infinite versions of me that's made every different chance and choice, you know, experience and whatever.
But what the best version of you is inside you. Like it's not in another universe. It's inside you.
It's in all the time.
You just have to tap into it, mm-hmm. that it's there. That's the whole point of the movie.
Wow.
But it's like, dude, wherever we live is way more special than anybody wants you to know. And that gets into why they lied about history, because they don't want you to know how fucking powerful you are. Because they don't want. Okay. So like if you listen to like the Vedic astrology and shit like that, we're in a realm. This is a karma realm.
Okay.
We're here. Everybody's on a path. You're here. Do you guys believe in afterlife experiences? Have you ever studied those?
I believe in
just about anything.
I think
to
I'm
be
a
honest.
Psychic. So, yeah. So I believe in everything.
You're a psychic?
Kim is a psychic.
I believe
for
I'm
sure.
a psychic.
You do?
So when I talk
we
about
have the same comedic and mental illness. That's why.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They used to treat people like the people we call schizophrenic now, they used to be shamans back in the day.
Yeah.
And they would hear voices and talk to people and they would tell you, now we bombard them with drugs and alcohol and try to kill it off. You know? So
interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like when I talk conspiracies and stuff going on in the world, I always just kind of concentrate on it and it plays out in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about it. And then like 6 months later, bang, that's exactly what happened. So you do, everybody's psychic. We have a pineal gland and we've been eating shit that makes it so we harden our pineal gland, which is our third eye. And it's our psychic eye, and they don't want you to know how powerful you are.
Yeah, when I'm in the sun, I rub it so I can get some of it off.
Yeah, they're just a little squeegee.
Yeah, I try to do a little cleanse. You know what they're doing now? I saw this on TikTok. They're the Because you know, Gen Z is getting older now, and
what are you? I'm a millennial,
but like the younger millennials, like the end that are the Gen Zs that are starting to have kids now, that are turning like 20, 21, they're starting to raise their kids like off like a spiritual path, and they're
Gen Zs are great,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and they're really figuring it out. They're also claiming that they go to the astral realm, they hook up in the astral realm, they sneak out of their
astral project,
yeah, they
so
astral
bad.
Project, and what they're doing is. They're teaching their kids to see through the third eye. So there's like a whole thing on YouTube right now of kids that are fully blindfolded this. That can, you can pull colors
pull
up.
Colors
they can see
and they can see exactly what color they're looking that's at. It's fucking crazy.
That's why these soul vipers want children, because they're the most powerful of all of us. Because their energy, they're the purest.
What's a soul viper?
These elites, they're all they're
Do you
all
think they're
demons.
Eating children?
Yeah.
This is something we got into a while ago.
Drinking the blood and stuff.
When I saw Ellen's weird jacket with the weird picture on it. You've seen that? Ellen DeGeneres' jacket.
That looks like the face from
the Clinton.
Frazzle drip. That's a real video, bro.
Can you pull up Ellen DeGeneres' frazzle drip jacket? I just want to show Alex.
Which is the face on what?
The email from Hillary Clinton to someone else about it said the word frazzle drip and it was about torturing children. Is that right?
There's a video of her doing that, but it's also the face of blood on Tom Hanks' volleyball.
Yes, dude. It's the same face on Tom Hanks' volleyball. And Tom Hanks, if you look at his Instagram, he's on some weird shit. His Instagram's like, there was one point where he was posting weird shit on his Instagram that didn't really make sense.
Well, there's a woman who says that he's done bad things, sir, and nobody pays attention to it.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is on
his
funny
shit. And then he's
going
to be the fucking role of Geppetto in Pinocchio. Have you ever studied?
Not that setting you off the most.
How heartwarming.
Geppetto?
Pedo.
And have you ever studied Pinocchio?
It's a man.
Pinocchio is fucked up. It always made me uncomfortable.
What's wrong with Pinocchio?
Listen to the scene where the guy talks about the donkey kids. Then you'll be like, what the fuck? It's all Epstein's Island.
Yeah, when they get to Pleasure Island in
Pleasure
Pinocchio
Island.
Is fucked up,
it's
dude.
Called Pleasure Island.
And they
Island.
Come back as...
Donkey, as asses.
As asses. We take young boys and when they come back, they're asses.
Mm-hmm. They all turn into donkeys there. It's
so
fucked
you know
up. The
Walt
whole story
Disney
is
was
all
a pedophile,
wild. I literally
huh?
fully have goosebumps right now. That's
He's
so
a pedophile.
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I believe that.
He was. And that's...
Dude, our podcast would do numbers if you're like, Walt Disney raped me. I would be like, yes, Sam. Yeah, look
yeah,
at
yeah, that's
Can
it.
You zoom in on that picture a little bit? I want to show her the... On her jacket, it's so creepy. She had this art behind her wall too.
Do all of these celebrities who come up in these conversations have the same look in their eye?
They do. They have a dark look. I think there are some dark celebrities. And I've asked there are. Okay, I will say this: I don't go fully into the conspiracies. I believe that there's truth to everything. I think that everything came from something, and truth is like a spectrum. There is some truth, and then people exaggerate like the lies, and then it goes so far, and that's where the miscommunication comes in. But there is something wrong with that. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And then stuff on her. Yeah.
Weird. It's weird. And that is like the same image that, do you know what frazzle drip is?
No.
What is it, Sam? Can you explain
it's
it?
It's very dark. It's supposedly very dark. Where her and Huma Elbadine are torture and kill a young girl on video.
Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah.
And,
wild.
And the email was called Frazzle Drip, and then the image was like a girl whose face was like pulled off.
She acknowledges
off, and that's
that
like
video.
A,
Hillary.
Does she?
She says some clips from the internet, which is acknowledging that it exists.
Right.
And yeah, man, the Clintons were, it's all, you know, if you get into R's and D's, you're just falling for it. It's all.
Well, I asked someone who's been in TV for a really long time who knows a lot of people who've been in TV for a really long time, who I'm friends with, who is like a legitimate source in the industry. And I was like, are they sacrificing children? He did not say no.
I'm telling
you,
man.
He did not say no. And he is not someone who is even into conspiracies. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't post about it. He did not say that they weren't. He said the opposite, in fact.
It's all about blackmail.
Like, very straight up, yes.
It's kind of like when gangs jump in, what do they want you to do? They want you to go shoot somebody, right? So that they got something on you and you got something on them and nobody can talk to each other. So this blackmail stuff, it's all about putting them in compromised situations.
Wow.
Back in early days, if you cheated on your wife, they'd be like, we have you kissing another broad. They're like, no. It's like, no. And so they could manipulate. Now that people accept people being gay, it's got to go deeper. And that's where we get to.
Wow. Frazzle drip sounds like a sext I'd send someone.
I think I got frazzle drip from her.
Damn, I saw you last week and I've been frazzle dripping in my underwear ever since.
It's dark out there, but if you pay attention to it, it's all, that's it, man. If you turn it all off, none of it really matters. It doesn't affect you. Get off the internet.
Well, that's what the thing is. Like, I've had a lot of friends, this is where I was saying it, where I'm a modern feminist, but a lot of my friends go like, I'm not having kids. Look at the world now. I'm like, the world's always been like this. We just didn't have internet. There's always been people doing weird shit.
Also, and you're going to let the weird, annoying people be all, the ones to have
be
kids?
Be the only world?
Yeah.
Stop.
Turn off the internet for a month and tell me if the world's shit.
Yeah.
It's just like every, look at what is it? A television. Vision.
They're making the
it's
world
not
that
TV
way.
TV scheduling. It's what TV programming.
Imagine how many mass shootings we've had if they were you never heard about one ever.
Think about this. Why don't they ever show bank robberies on television? Do you know why?
Because they don't want people robbing banks. Whoa, that is good. That's why the footage is all grainy. They don't even want you to see it.
They don't want you to rob a bank, but they want as many school shootings as possible. So people are like, we got to get rid of guns. And they don't want to talk about how it's psychological drugs.
I don't hate that. That's crazy.
So it's just that the like people's unrest allows the people who are in power to stay in power. Is that the whole
thing?
Well,
they get us all fighting with each other, right? I mean, when you take a look at BLM,
The opposite would be like everybody getting along. And it's like, what's the problem with that is my question. Who is there to stop that? It's just the people who have a lot of money who like are evil.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's opportunists. Like if you take a look at the trans agenda right now, it's like most trans people just want to live their life. They would probably like to not have to sell their ass on the streets and be able to work a regular job. You know what they don't care about doing? Reading to children. Yeah. There's like way bigger fucking things they want to worry about than reading to kindergartners. But you have these opportunists for fucking money that go do it that cause everybody to lose their skull.
Yeah, there's always one person that ruins it. One bad apple.
It's the extremes
everywhere.
Of everybody.
It's like the extremes.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Like, nobody followed the rule versus wage.
Everyone's being pushed to the extremes, though. Like, it's kind of...
through the media.
Like, I'm noticing a massive trend, especially in politics, of, like, I'm going to delete you off all social media and never talk to you again if you think a different thing than I think. And that's one of the most annoying things in my mind. It's so... everybody thinks so, especially people who... specifically people who hated Trump were like, well, if you even think about liking that man, we have no words to ever speak. And it's like, wouldn't you actually have more words than ever to speak? Like, how...
It goes so much farther than that. It goes into like the fear that was put into that person about the people that are voting for Trump. It almost is not even their fault. It's like someone scared them into thinking like, I can't be friends with
you. We can't be friends with anybody. It needs to be completely, I'm on the left, you're fully on the right. It's dangerous to be in the middle. It's fucking psychotic.
Like watching people walk around with masks still on is like, it's like, okay, you're fully retarded. All right. Mm-hmm. Cause there's no science. It's never been. But the last thing is, this is just like, you know, you see these people going on TV and they're like, men can get pregnant. And it's like, they don't really believe that. But what they're saying that is so their coworkers don't like stop them from getting a promotion at work. And that's what they did. Again, they've
been feared into like,
they herd us into these giant cities. We were never meant to live in these cities and be away from nature. And they put us in these giant corporations where if we don't do groupthink, they'll fire us and we can't move up. So we have to sit there and be like, yeah, well, men can get pregnant too, totally. Yeah. It's because then you get moved up. Dude, when you say something in how many people like, do you know how many people come up to me? It's like, dude, I'm totally into conspiracies. I just don't want to get in trouble. They don't want it. It's so hard to get on TV. That if you get one red light, it could be anywhere. It could be the craft services person thinks you're an asshole. There's a red light. You're not on TV. That's why you got to pull yourself out of it. And then when they want to work with you, it's on your terms. Go fuck yourself or I'm not working with you. So you blow this podcast up. You never got to worry about fucking them and what they're going to tell you. Go as indie as possible.
Yeah.
It's like all these people that are just worshiping this dead altar that is like the Hollywood industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
Done.
They got no pot. I don't know how they're going to blow anybody
up.
Have
you seen the festivals they make? They stink.
Yeah, dude.
The festivals stink. These people are, I mean, these people are grinding every year to get on these festivals that are the worst things I've ever seen. The industry has no idea what comedy is.
Stick with that. Skankfest knows what comedy is, bro.
Skankfest knows what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be when I was young.
That's what I thought a comedy festival was everywhere.
Yeah, it should be drugs, bad decisions,
party,
and fucking nuts.
Fucking getting to meet everybody, network. Yes.
Real comedy,
vibe, though. Like,
comedians
really get
that
to
are
know
going
each
on stage.
Other.
Skankfest is the only festival that I do where you will see me like, just do whatever on stage because I'm so comfortable. I'm not scared that they're not going to book me again. They're like, you're a comic. Do whatever you do.
You should do that all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I bomb horribly in the main room constantly screaming at them. But at the it used to be when you would do your crazy shit in LA and then you would go on the road and have to dumb it down. Now it's the exact flip. And the same thing in New York. What happens is there's an old saying that... hard times make great men. Great men make good times. Good times make weak men, right? And that's what you're seeing in New York, LA, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco. Yeah. These outlaw guys created this amazing, amazing city, and their grandchildren or their children are weak men that are creating bad times. I mean, like, Chicago's dog shit. New York City's got a lot of problems. LA, dog shit. Chicago, LA, San Francisco, dog shit.
Yeah.
Because we've allowed the rich kids to come and just try to make it in some idealistic paradise that doesn't work.
I think that the solution to all the world's problems is that if everyone was more selfish. I think if everyone focused on themselves, like if I go, I'm going to spend every day making myself the best that I can be.
That's
and I'm not
going to
look at anybody else. I'm not going to look at what they're doing. I'm not going to focus on anything. I'm going to be a selfish. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to eat the best food. I'm going to dress myself the best. I'm going to like do all the things just for me. Then everybody would be doing that on their own. And then you'd be so full of happiness for yourself. You'd have this crazy thing called leftover happiness for everyone else.
See, the word selfishness has a very negative connotation to it.
Yeah, I'm selfish. I'm proudly selfish.
What you are is like the only way you can change the world is by changing yourself. And by changing yourself, you are an example to others. And they will. So when people listen to this podcast, they're like, hey, man, what you guys are talking about really inspired me to stop drinking, eat better, work out better. That's how you change the world. You can't change the system. You can only change yourself. And by changing yourself, you change others. And somebody's telling me this the other day. It's like, my spiritual journey is completely all on the record from punch drunk all the way up to what I'm doing now. You see me go from this cokehead, crazy guy screaming at everybody to this fucking dude trying to walk on water and all that shit, dad and all that. That's how you make a change. You can't change the system.
Yeah.
This dude,
it doesn't work.
It's a haunted house.
You can
house.
Try, but you're going to get so tired.
And frustrated, dude.
And frustrated. Yeah. It's going to make you a worse person. And that's what they want.
And
they want you to try.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And what we have right now is a bunch of rich kids born into a world where everything's taken care of. They've never had to worry about food, clothing, anything. Everything's taken care of. So now they're looking to take on other people's pain and suffering, right? They're looking for fight and flight somewhere else. And like, that's not healthy.
Yeah. The people that don't have money, they have to like search for the happiness.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you look at people are like, okay, man, well, you know, we got crime in the hood. We got all this stuff. And everyone's like, oh my God, these drug laws. And these drug laws are horrible, but those are the laws. Like, I went to jail for buying drugs off a hooker. I didn't play the game right. How come we don't talk about all the people that don't go to jail in these places? Why do we always focus on the people who went to jail because they didn't play the game right? And I'm not saying crack drug laws are right, but that's part of the haunted house that you have to understand. Different rules for different fools. And you have to what are your rules?
Yep.
What is the law for you? And figure that out and be the person who ascends above that and gets his family out of there and fucking lives a better life. Every single person who lives in luxury had somebody in their life that fucking said, I'm not going to live like this anymore. Someone in their heritage that said, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to change my family's destiny. And then they went to a higher place. And like, and then you had people who are just like, fuck it. I'm going to bitch about my life. I'm going to do drugs all day. I'm going to fucking break the law. And they wonder why it didn't work out. Because you didn't play the game. Different rules for different fools. That's how it goes.
You guys heard him. It's fucking the funny Gary V. The hilarious.
This was a weird show, wasn't it?
No, this was great, awesome show.
I come in, I'm like, I'm never funny.
No. This was funny.
I'm not a clown.
It was funny.
It was funny, and it's also like we're very into spirituality, manifestation, and
it's our speed.
It's totally our speed. Thrilled to have your input on all of it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Sam, I love you. Where can people find you?
I have 7 podcasts. Just go to samtribly.com. Check out, I have a Broken Simulation podcast, which is just me talking about my week and like me almost dying. Then I have a panel podcast called The Union of the Unwanted. It's a really deep conversation. So just go to samtribly.com. 0 is my spiritual podcast. I'd love to have you guys on it sometime.
Would love to do.
Hell yeah.
And if you guys are looking for any premium content, I could also help you guys get on Rockfin if you ever want. So
what's that?
I'm the head of comedy at Rockfin.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like
I've heard of Rockfin.
Yeah, Rockfin is like Patreon, but instead of somebody having to subscribe to you specifically, they pay $10 for everybody on it. So it's Patreon meets Netflix. So people like me can subscribe to you and you get a little piece of that subscription.
Awesome.
Nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if you guys want, let me know. I'm important.
Cool. I love that.
Sick.
Fuck yeah. Alex, where can people find you?
You could follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like this show, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX. You get a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of every show that Gas Digital has on demand, bonus content, live chats, and more.
All right. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1 and check out my other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk, anywhere you find podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.